Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Kroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati, to be sung by Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Kroncong Orchestra. In the years 1942 until 1946, Kroncong songs were often used as a medium of struggle and propaganda. The song, which was composed by R. Maladi Arimah Noramin, is one of the Kroncong songs, which was used to evoke the spirit of struggle and Indonesian nationalism. This song narrates the unbreakable bond between the two people. The poetic lyrics describe the jasmine flower as a symbol of love and loyalty, preserving memories even as time passes. With its lifting musical accompaniment, this song invites listener to reflect on the enduring power of love, even when faced with loss and separation. Here is Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Kroncong Orchestra with the song Rangkaian Melati.
you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No matter how smart someone is, if they don't write, they will be finally forgotten by the society and by history. So writing is a way to live on forever. A quote from Pramudia Anantatur. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
So we are so happy, listener, that Indonesian musician Niki got a gold certificate from RIA, or the Recording Industry Association of America, because her song Every Summertime, which you might be familiar with this song because it's an original soundtrack to on Shangcha and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And then the Every Summertime has been sold more than 500,000 copies in the United States. And apparently the song has been a global sensation. And for people who hasn't known about the song, Every Summertime is a love song with a touch of nostalgic song that reminds you about R&B and classical soul. And with this, listener, with Every Summertime, this is the second Indonesian musician who got gold from the Recording Industry Association of America after Rich Brian. And of course, we are going to play a song. Here is Niki with Every Summertime. Stay tuned on Edelewa Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Too fast. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tito Pramono, waking up together with you. Imagine you're still single, or maybe you have a partner, waking up and everything is right in the balance. You sleep well, the morning is good. Well, you just feel that today will be a good day. But apparently balance doesn't always mean a success, because this means Indonesian U20 national team to win against Yemen in the last match of Group C of the 2025 Asian Cup U20. The Indonesian national team had to settle for a draw in a match held in China on Wednesday, as reported by RRI.co.id. Apparently, Indonesia almost made a goal in the start of the first half, but apparently, Yemen's goalkeeper was too good. So, well, the shot from Fitrah, well, apparently their shot is not going so nice. And even until the final minutes, the tension, the intensity gets even worse. So Yemen tried to lock Indonesia up, so no goal was made. And the score apparently will make Indonesia stay in the third place in the final standings of the Group C with 1 point only. Meanwhile, Yemen finished in the last place in Group C similarly with 1 point only. Well, it means that sometimes a balance 0-0 is not something that people desire, but we wish that if Indonesian U20 national team can go to another match, it will be more fruitful than this one. Especially, they're still young, still under 20. Differently, in Indonesia, we believe that if you hit the 25 years old, well, that's where your body gets a lot older. You will get a lot of illness and maybe inconveniences that usually only the elderly are experiencing, but because of the current lifestyle, food, well, even your position when you are sitting, just like me, maybe I need to adjust a little bit. And yes, so many things are making the younger ones are easier to get ill, just like the elderly. Just like this next song by Arum Tala about Masuk Angin or Common Cold. Stay tuned on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sada.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersamamu kita akan taklukkan dunia. Arungi samudra penuh rintangan. Bersamamu kita akan jalani semua. Jangan takut untuk melangkah bersamaku. Thank you.
Jazz with Bersama More, Together With You. And I'd like to thank you for people who has been together with us. And English Service by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Allow us to invite you to follow our social media accounts. You can find us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. And then on our, what is it name? TikTok, Instagram, BOI_official, and also our YouTube channel, BOI Official, so that you can find the updates coming from Indonesia and also the Voice of Indonesia. Especially on our YouTube channel, if you miss some BOI talk, you can check it again on our YouTube channel, BOI Official. And this one, listener, this next song will be talking about a very special city for the heart of people in Greater Jakarta, which is apparently not around here. It's still in West Java though. The name is Bandung. It's by Yura Yunita. And after that, we'll be listening to a story about mangrove, the savior of life. Anyway, before further confusion, the song is not in Indonesian language, but one of the local language called Sundanese.
Thank you. tsunami pak. Lari pak ke atas, woi. Lari ke atas, tsunami.
Lari.
Woi, lari ke atas, tsunami, bu. Woi, naik ke atas, bu, tsunami.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a subsidy for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada
the fact is that
yang
in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami
melalui at that time we went to see in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's
a
real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah, syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan
we confess to God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di
daratan, especially
in Bali saat itu.
At that time,
kami melihatnya.
That's where the function of the mangrove
forest
is, as a food and guard, the coastline,
the
island that we have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN. Exactly. When tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the effect of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabeds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production families of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can be used for processed food, wings, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bako itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sharifa, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans but also for biodiversity and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure, such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this angle, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian itu dalam keseharian.
Whereas fishermen who have worked locations at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most. It has seasonability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other various fish that is living, and without operating cars, we get fish and pull the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada
but
ukurannya.
If the crab has
ukuran
a size,
yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250
yang
grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other size. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch nets that we use to catch other fish. If there are crabs that lay eggs and will also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sharifah, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion and the cause. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove species, loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat. Because
jadi,
the seawater is eroded
by that.
So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while maintaining the mangrove communities or small islands still having good living lands and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome, but economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very interesting. Yes, if we talk about responsibility, actually, ideally, it is a shared responsibility. And shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies. At the national level, it must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line. As an implementalist, as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Cari Ngurah Rai, Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage currently, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a
listener, here is highlight of the week, presenting you what is happening in Indonesia this week with me, Steve. You can listen on vonis.id, RRI Digital, and also the frequencies 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz. These are the top stories. Indonesia launches Danantara to optimize state-owned assets and national economic growth. Indonesian government encourages people to understand online scam both before working overseas. And here is the news in detail. Danantara, the Indonesian government sovereign wealth fund, was officially launched with the main mission as a strategic investment instrument to optimize the assets of state-owned enterprises and accelerate national economic growth. More information to be delivered by Dora Pardede.
Danantara, the Indonesian government sovereign's wealth fund, was officially launched by President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday. In a press statement after the launch of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, CEO of Danantara, Rosan Roslani, revealed the president's message that the agency should be run with proper central governance, good governance, prudence, transparency, and integrity. Rosan Roslani explained that Danantara has a mission as a government instrument in increasing and accelerating national economic growth that is inclusive and sustainable and has a major impact for the benefit of the Indonesian people.
Karena misinya sudah jelas bagaimana tadi sampaikan bahwa
Because the mission is clear, as you said, that Danantara can be an instrument of the government to increase and accelerate the sustainable and inclusive growth of Indonesian economy. That is the first thing, and of course, this mission must have a big impact, which is positive, not only for us in Danantara, but also to other stakeholders, but most importantly, for the benefit of Indonesian people, in accordance with the mandate in the Article 33, stated by the President. That is our guide.
Kami yang ada di Danantara dan juga kepada pemangku stakeholders lainnya, tapi yang paling penting adalah untuk kepentingan rakyat Indonesia sesuai dengan amanat yang berada dalam pasal 33 yang tadi disampaikan oleh Bapak Presiden. Itu adalah pegangan kami.
Rosan Roslani further explained that in an effort to maintain transparency and accountability, Danantara has established an organizational structure consisting of a supervisory board, advisory board, oversight committee, audit committee, investment committee, and ethics committee. Rosan also stated that he is open to receive input from various parties, including the media, to improve Danantara's governance and investment implementation. He also hopes that with strong synergy, Indonesia can accelerate economic growth to 8%, in line with the government's target, and become a high-income country in the future. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian government is holding the sub-national leaders retreat in Magelang, Central Java, aimed at strengthening collaboration among leaders and broadening their perspectives on key national and global issues. Andy Romnuli has the details.
The regional leaders retreat, taking place from February 21st to 28, 2025 in Magelang, Central Java, has gathered 503 newly inaugurated regional leaders who were sworn in simultaneously in Jakarta on February 20th. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, spokesperson for the Presidential Communication Office, Dede Prayudi, explained that the retreat is designed to address key national and global issues, enhancing the leaders' understanding of important challenges.
To strengthen the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting.
According to Dede Prayudi, the retreat also aims to foster stronger bonds among the regional leaders, encouraging collaboration to drive national development. He also noted that this event serves as an opportunity for the central government to hear directly from the regional leaders and understand their aspirations.
The 2 days retreat, The communication line actually goes bottom up, instead of top down.
During their time in Magelang, regional leaders will participate in various activities, including briefings from the President and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, as well as sessions on corruption prevention, economic growth, industrial development, and bureaucratic reform. Andi Ramdhani reporting.
Indonesia's Constitutional Court has disqualified a deputy region candidate in its final decision on election disputes. Rama Shidki has the details.
On Monday, February 24th, Indonesia's Constitutional Court announced its final rulings on 40 election disputes covering regional elections for governors, regents and mayors. One key decision was the disqualification of Angkit Kurniawan Nasution, a candidate for deputy region in Pasaman, West Sumatra. Nasution, a former convict for fraud, was found to have hidden his criminal record despite serving a prison sentence.